Buying a gun might be about to get a little more complicated in Tacoma, on city property at least. Officials there are considering whether to close something known as the gun show loophole. That's the legal hitch where federal law requires licensed gun dealers to run background checks, but there's no state law requiring private, unlicensed individuals to do background checks. So if you attended last month's big gun show at the Tacoma Dome, you could walk in, find a private seller, pay cash for your gun, and be on your way. No background check required. It was, by the way, the first gun show at the Tacoma Dome in more than 20 years. And tonight, the city council will discuss closing that loophole in the future. Joining us now, Tacoma Mayor Marilyn Strickland. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We're going to have a statewide vote on this issue in November. There are two competing initiatives on the fall ballot statewide, both about background checks. So why do you want to take this on in Tacoma?
Well, we want to take it on in Tacoma because we don't know what's going to happen in November, and we want to make sure that any city-owned facilities that host gun shows require a background check.
Over at the Second Amendment Foundation in Bellevue, they say that background checks are okay, but it's the violation of privacy they have an issue with. These are private hobbyists with a constitutional right to own a gun. They really don't want to hand the government a registry of gun owners. What do you say to that?
Well, there's a constitutional right to own guns, but there's also a constitutional right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and not to be in danger. And so we want to make sure that if you are purchasing a gun in the city of Tacoma on city-owned property, that you have to submit to a background check. And this is nothing, in my opinion, that is extraordinary. This is something that licensed dealers have to do. So we're simply taking that legislation and bringing it over to private sellers.
What are the odds this will pass in Tacoma?
I think the odds are very strong that this will pass. And if you look at what's happened over the last 20 years in America, 2 million gun sales have been stopped by background checks, and a million of those were purchases that were going to happen with convicted felons.
We're talking with Tacoma Mayor Marilyn Strickland. Mayor, an unrelated issue, Seattle is probably going to hike its minimum wage to $15 an hour. Plenty of folks in your city want the same thing. What are the odds that $15 an hour spreads to Tacoma?
Well, I think that before we start moving on that in Tacoma, we want to see what Seattle has been doing. And what's interesting about Mayor Murray's proposal is that it phases it in over 7 years, so it's not as though $15 an hour is going to happen now. And the other thing that's interesting is that minimum wage in Washington State over the last 20 years has increased by about 30%. So comparing what Mayor Murray is proposing to what CPI usually does is really interesting. So we'll be watching.
What are you watching for? Are you looking to see whether businesses up and leave, or what is it?
Watching to see what happens with employment, see how businesses handle this, see what it does to people who are in wages that are somewhere near $14 or $15 an hour now and how compression would affect them. But, you know, overall, I think that most of us agree that we need to increase the minimum wage. But what is that sweet spot that works well for the people who want to make more money but also helps businesses be viable?
Tacoma Mayor Marilyn Strickland, one more very unrelated question. We hear that the Tacoma Dome might be wrapped in a giant Andy Warhol orange-yellow daisy. Is that going to happen?
Well, we're looking at that right now. When the Tacoma Dome was first built, Andy Warhol actually submitted a design to decorate the dome, and it wasn't selected. But we figured years later, it is such an iconic design, and there may be a possibility of wrapping the dome in it. So stay tuned.
We'll stay tuned. Mayor of Tacoma, Marilyn Strickland, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Tonight, the Tacoma City Council is going to consider the mayor's proposal discussing closing that gun show loophole, where federal law has licensed gun dealers having to run background checks. But right now, no state law requires private, unlicensed people to do those background checks. That might change on city property in Tacoma. This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.